Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody know that we have another person joining us today, and what's your name today?
Miss Troy.
What's going on,
Miss Troy?
I'm doing very well. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing great at all times.
Yes, most definitely.
Excited about today again, as usual.
Yeah, we got a good show planned for you all out there today. We're going to be reminiscing a little bit, you know, back in the day about the times and life and events and
everything
that we experienced back in the day that was life-changing or, you know, just good about life in general, basically. Times have changed now. If you ain't all about technology, man, you really behind if you ain't up on this technology. But back in the day, we ain't had to worry about that. We did not.
I miss those
days. You had to have a cell phone. I know, it was so simple, man. It was just, like, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was easy. You didn't have to worry about, you know, having the updated cell phone, the best computer, because we didn't need all that. It wasn't a necessity. At all. Gee, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just, checking out a couple of things, man, seeing what's going on. Some of the things I'm trying to remember about it. You know, doing my usual thing. I'm missing Nick and missing Jen. You know, we got to get them back soon, man, so we can put them up on point.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely, most definitely. Shout out to the Miami Heat, man, for losing 4 games straight.
You a hater.
Shout out for them.
You a hater, man.
Yeah. Not a hater, man. You know what I'm saying? They hyped everybody up, thinking they're going to be the best team of the year, and they losing pretty bad this year. Pretty bad. The East is getting better too, so I mean, that's one other thing. But and Chris Bosh, man, he just really looked like he was about to cry the other day, which he probably did when they went to the locker room. He just didn't cry at the press conference. So, but shout out to LeBron, man. What up, man? How you doing?
Man, stop hating, man.
Wait, I'm not hating.
Yeah,
real.
It sounds like a lot
right
of sarcasm in you, Alan.
See, the reason why he feel like that, because Allen is a true Sacramento King fan. And
not
he's
really.
Been starred. He's a jaded Sacramento King fan.
Sacramento King?
Uh-huh.
Are they still playing?
That was...
I know. I wondered the same thing myself.
Hey, man, we had 2 chances that we could have won the championship. Two!
Two.
Sound like a game of horseshoes to me.
Cry me a river, man.
I don't go for him no more, man. I don't.
Cry me a river.
I don't go for nobody in the NBA at all. I just watch it.
Only thing I like about the Kings was when old boy hit Kobe in the face. That was cool. I like that.
I can't stand him. That was gangster, man.
No, it wasn't gangster. It was just a lucky punch.
Nah, man, that was gangster. He punched Kobe.
Yeah.
If I thought Kobe was invincible.
Oh, no, man. I don't know about that right there. And have you been keeping up with that American Idol show?
No, I haven't at all.
Really? I haven't either. But I saw a little clip of this cat, man, singing a Smokey Norful song, man. I cannot believe the way this guy sounded.
Which one is it?
See
the nerdy looking white guy?
No, it was a little Mexican looking guy.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. I don't support that show at all.
I know, man.
Shout out to American Idol, man.
You just shouting out to everybody you don't support, huh?
Exactly, man. Exactly. So, yeah, we got a great show planned for you all today. You know, Kevin and I were just reminiscing one day. I was like, man, we need to do a show and bring up all these teams that impacted our life as a child. You know, it was just, I mean, because our kids these days, man, they don't understand what we went through. They don't understand, like, the greatness of having toys that, you know, we had back in the day. So, I mean, you know, nowadays, if you don't have a PS3 or Xbox or Wii.
Cell phone.
Basically, yeah, or a cell phone. Basically, if you're a kid, you don't have nothing. You know, you can go to Walmart and buy toys all day, but the child's really not going to play with the toys. They're going to play with video games just.
But I'm tripping out the clothing, man. I mean, some of the things are coming back, some of them are not. The price of the clothing, man, it's amazing to me.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, man? This one thing I'm tripping off of, gas. What do y'all think about these gas prices now, and why are we dealing with this?
When I first got my license, gas was 87 cents. That hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I remember that.
How much did you just say?
87 cents.
When I first moved to Georgia, I kid you guys not, the gas was 69 cents. I found a couple of spots that had 69 cent gas. Mm-hmm. That wasn't like that for long, but it was 69 cent gas. I mean, the average price out here was like 85. I mean, because like when I went back to Mississippi, it was always like high 80s, 90 cents. Maybe a dollar here and there. Went to the pump yesterday and I got to use premium in my car. Tell me why gas is $3.50.
Yeah.
$3.53.
Oh, that's regular around here. That's regular gas.
Oh, well,
and I'm tripping because when I leave to go to work in the morning, it's like 10 cents cheaper than it is when I come home the same evening.
Wow. Yeah, they say it's best to fill up your car in the evening time. That's what I've always heard. But my thing is, I'm just tripping on the fact that the problems that's going over in the Middle East right now with Gaddafi has nothing to do with American gas.
Nothing.
But you and I, we over here paying just because they have speculations and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if I had a time machine, boy, I'd go back and load up on that 20-something gas.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and sell it for $2.50. Still make profit.
Big profit. I remember back in high school, my best friend had a Honda. He said his tank was $7.
Damn
it.
Oh, wow.
Nah, dude. It took me $12.87. I remember that. To get from Georgia to Mississippi.
Woo!
$12, homie. That's why people was like, man, have you ever left? Nah, dude, I'm just down here visiting for the weekend.
Man,
go to Florida, $12.
Man, I don't. Boy.
But let them know what we're talking about today, man. Let them know what we're talking about again so we can go ahead and get this thing crack-a-lacking.
Well, today, man, we're going to be reminiscing. Title of the show, Back in the Day. We'll be reminiscing about major events, television shows, music, foods, clothes, different trends that, you know, that we went through back in the 80s and 90s that, you know, impacted us, that made life worth living back in the day. And do our children really understand what it really means to go outside and play? I don't think our kids really know what that means right now. And what are some of the best times that you had outside playing when you were younger? And what are some of the life-changing events, you know, music, television, and shows that impacted your life growing up that you'll never forget? You know, and also we're going to compare, you know, some things that happened in this particular decade versus, you know, the 80s and 90s, you know. So let your voice be heard. The phone lines are open. You may dial 718-508-9800. 9972. If you're on the chat board, we can get your comments there as well. And if you're following us on Facebook, if you want to hit us up on Facebook, you can do that. Or if you see us on Yahoo Messenger, you know, hit us up there. We'll definitely get to you on that too. But we got some good songs to play today too.
Oh yeah, not only that, good man. Song. Hey yo, I got a top 10 list of the top 10 cartoons from the 80s and the 90s. Now, people look at it like, man, the 90s wasn't long ago, and the 80s wasn't long ago. Man, when you really think about it, that's 30 years ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, I'm beginning to feel very old right now.
You're not old, you're just distinguished.
I'll take that.
Wow. Yeah, Troy, help you out right
there. Hey, man. Why did she making me reminisce, man? Let's get into our first break of the day, man. Our first song of the day is Reminisce. Y'all hear us play this instrumental all the time. Y'all probably ain't never heard the word to this song if you don't really listen to hip-hop. But it's by our man, Ed OG. And what's the DJ name?
P-Rock.
Why, Lord, why did I forget P-Rock name?
Come on, man.
I know. I'm slipping. Check it out. Listen to the Middleman Talk Show live. Blog Talk Radio. This is Sunday. Let's get it.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten to the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Silly won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. When I take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad sticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now. That's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. But this man the cuts hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. He to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big loose fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I tried to be live since I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that word is gone to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T-Roy, like that, y'all. They don't stop. Drop a 92.
just now tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show. We are reminiscing on today. That was T.L. Smooth and Pete Rock, man.
Yeah, 92.
Man, bobbing so hard over here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man,
I can't do no dancing T.L. right now, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to chill out. I can't do no dance right now. I'm going to chill out.
Man. if you can tune in to the Middleman Show, we are we reminiscing today. We're going to be bringing up some stuff that happened back in the 80s, 90s, clothing trends, television shows, events, foods we used to eat that they don't sell no more, music that we used to love. Also, we're going to be talking about our children, too, so they really understand what it means to go outside and play. Me, personally, I don't think so. You know, and like, what are some of the best things or best times that you had? You were a child outside playing, you know, and we're also going to compare that, you know, from now to back then too, man. I mean, we got a lot of stuff that we're going to bring up that probably a lot of y'all forgot about. That was like the biggest thing back in the day. If you didn't have these things, or if you weren't involved with these things, or you didn't have this type of radio, or if you were dressed this way, man, you were just lame.
Oh yeah,
weak.
Yeah.
So, but we're gonna try to get into it, man. I mean, do you want to go at it first, man?
Man. I mean, we can structure it a little bit better, man. Let's go over some of the things. Let's, you know, let them know we can talk about the clothing first. Okay. But I look at it like this, man. I'm tripping off the clothing, man, because I can go back and look at my high school yearbook.
Yeah.
And have you ever done that? It just hurts your heart, man. Of some of the things, because you know we were talking about a little bit before the show. Remember the overalls with the one strap hanging down?
Hell, oh my god! Hell yeah!
I'm tripping.
I still had a
pair. I'm tripping.
I think I had two pairs. Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, man, because like I'm looking at like high top fade, man. I'm tripping off the fact that they're back right now.
No.
The Gumby fade.
The fade with the do or the S curl with it, man. That was what you needed, right?
Wait a minute. Who said that was back?
It's back.
It's back. They rocking them fades now, man. It's back.
The only thing it's that they're back, not man. Doing right now, and I thought I saw one guy do it at I saw him somewhere like downtown Atlanta, but he had the Kool-Aid color in his hair.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
And he had the high top fade too.
No.
As long as they don't come back with the Kwame polka dots, I'm all right. If they come back with the Kwame polka dots, I'm going to hurt myself.
No, that's horrible, man. That's horrible,
I'm
man.
I'm serious.
That is so horrible. So horrible, man.
I mean, man, if you want to go with some of the clothes from back in the day, man, just reminiscing. What about cross colors?
I remember.
Cross colors.
The tight rolls.
The who?
The tight roll pants.
And the ankle.
Yeah.
And the ankle with some duckhead shoes,
man. You know, that was a real technique. A lot of people didn't know how to do it right, so theirs would fall down.
Actually, that's why I'm so quiet right now, because I'm one of those ones that couldn't do it right.
Oh man.
I'm just saying, y'all. I was hurt.
Oh, man.
That's passed funny. That down to a five.
Man, that's nobody funny, man. Had that one to me. I'm just really tripping off of that. I mean, some of the kids now, man, they don't realize some of the things that were very popular back in the day that they think that it's so new right now. You know, the only thing that I know, I mean, even with skinny jeans, man, I remember seeing little kids that ride skateboards with skinny jeans on, but they didn't go to the extreme of wearing skinny jeans that they sister wear.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I think the biggest thing that was like at our school, like growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, G was cross colors and FUBU. You know, like if you weren't rocking FUBU, man, now FUBU, Jabos, some guest jeans, like you said earlier, them boss jeans.
Oh, God. I hate those.
Like the females used to wear like Jordache, chic jeans, chick jeans, whatever it was. Those mud jeans that he sell at Walmart. Like, if you was a female and didn't have a pair of mud jeans, man, I guess you wasn't in back in the day. Because I think all the females that I knew back in high school, they had some mud jeans. All of them had them damn jeans, man.
Yeah.
What about?
Mud was popping because they had the mud jeans. You could get the mud shoes that had the big platform heels. And then you could probably get you a little mud purse and you'd be, you know, super styling.
What do y'all think about, remember, starter jackets?
Woo! Boy!
I mean,
I got those when they came
jacket.
Out.
You know, I'm not going front. I still got my starter jacket in the closet right now.
The real one or the fake one?
I got the real one, man, with the logo and everything, man.
With the strap in the front, like the little pocket in the front. If you had the one with the pocket in the front, man, you had the fake one now.
Man, I had the real one, dog. I had the real one. It was a real thing because my pops, man, he paid $132 for it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because I had me a Miami Hurricane one.
I still got the Miami Dolphins.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
sitting up in the closet with the official NFL logo on there. If you're on the phone lines, you want to get in this conversation, man, y'all remembering anything from back in the day, man, you can press number one if you're on the phone line, just chilling, listening to us this Sunday. If you're out there on the web, you can dial 718-508-9972. We want to hear from you guys also today because, man, we're going to talk about these street lights in a second. What y'all know about the street lights? I don't know if that's something that people had to deal with all around the country. Now, I don't know if y'all know what I mean by street lights.
Oh, I know.
Troy, do you remember what we're talking about when we say street lights?
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
All right, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break it down.
Oh, Lord.
No. Everybody ain't had to deal with that. I was out in the park playing when I was a kid. And my mom always told me this one thing. You better make sure you're in this house before the street lights come on.
Okay, I've heard
so
that.
By the time 6 o'clock happened, guess where I had to be? 7
that's
o'clock. In the summer now, we wore that little rule out. Because, you know, the sun sets so late in the summer. You know what I'm saying? You're going to play until you just go crazy. And then when the lights come on about 10 o'clock, you go ahead and go back in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we didn't really have that problem because we don't have very many street lights in my community.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh, man.
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
I live out. Like, way out. I mean, people have them in their yard, but, you know.
Yeah. Hold on. We got a caller right here.
It's the same concept.
Yeah, we got a caller right here that wants to reminisce with us. Let's bring them in. Call us 662-418. What's up? You live on the Middleman Talk Show.
Middleman, what's going on with y'all today?
What's up, Gerard?
Chilling, this Gerard. Now, how you doing, young lady? I don't know your name, but how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you? I'm Miss Troy.
Okay, nice to meet you. My name's Gerard. Hey, y'all know what I was thinking about? I'm kind of sideswap y'all with this one. Event.
Okay.
Event. Y'all remember the skating rink Soul Night, man?
Yes, Lord.
Soul Night. Hey, Ken, y'all look. If you was at the skating rink on the 4th of July, any other Soul Night, you was somebody. so if you weren't there, you weren't nobody. If you was at the skating rink on the wall with the old lady, you was somebody.
Hey, you know what, Gerard? I remember back and back. I'm from Columbus, and I remember back in the day, man. We had these guys called the Skate Breakers, and they used to come in every Sunday, man, to perform. And I mean, dude, they was dope. I don't know if they ripped that name off from anybody else, but I mean, man, they used to cut up, man. It was pretty dope. I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't one of them brothers that could skate either, man. I used to know a lot of cats, man. They used to skate until they got funky.
Oh no,
I couldn't skate.
You just had to be there. Just had to be the Soul Night Sunday, man.
Yeah. It was all about the show, man.
And I know that, like, the kids these days, like, I'm from Florida, man, and this is not a big event for them. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't really be paying attention to that. And I be like, man, back in the day, that was our thing, man, on the holidays. And, you know, when they saw a Soul Night, man, that was our thing to do.
Oh, yeah, and the lock-in. When they lock in from 7 to 7.
Man.
Oh, yeah, the overnight skate, man. But you know what? A lot of people got in trouble with that one, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of girls that I ain't going to say no more.
Which is exactly why my mama never let me go to a lock-in.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Never got to do that.
Well, at least we know you weren't one of them little fast girls.
Yeah, most definitely.
But that's
well,
bad.
I wasn't a fast girl at the lock-in, but I won't be a hypocrite.
Hey, tell the truth. Tell the truth what it was then. Tell the truth. Hey, but y'all know something, like, we look at how the kids are now and how they play Wii and PlayStation and all this for 19 umph hours a day. Man, I recall, man, not even wanting to be inside. And, you know, it's amazing to me how these kids, man, they, I mean, dude, they skin soft. They got to wear, man, I don't even remember wearing a helmet riding a bicycle. Man, every time I see a kid on a bike now, they got a helmet on. Knee pads, arm pads. I mean, they might want to put that little plastic wrap on them, man.
Man, we used to be outside at 7 a.m. in the morning until
man,
the pole light came
about?
On.
Dude, put it like this. If you see dew on the grass, you knew
you
was out early enough.
I'm telling you, boy. You can smell it. That's how early you was out, man.
Oh, yeah. Sun just coming up. You know, things like that, man. And man, just even playing ball in the parks, that was exciting back in the day. Playing ball in the park. Now, we all males on the phone. What are some of the things you did, Troy? I mean, what some of the things, Jason? I remember just seeing girls playing jump rope, hopscotch, all that stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I was right there with my older brothers and older cousins. So, you know, I was outside all day long, too, and especially on the weekends. If when my mama was cleaning up, we couldn't come in the house. But we was outside until it was time to take a bath. We had to knock on the door to ask for some water. So, we was outside playing kickball. But the thing was is that I was so much younger than all of my cousins and stuff.
Right.
Like, I didn't count. They kind of hurt my feelings, but it didn't matter. But, you know, whenever it was my turn to get up to bat or, you know, it was my turn to kick, everybody else would take a break because they was like, you know, well, she don't count. We just let her kick and then, I know.
Wow.
And they still make fun of me to this day because I was little runt. But, you know, I stuck with them. I was whatever they did, I did. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, man, back in the day, I remember when I was a kid, we used to have this activity called jumping ditches. It's like some old army ditches they had. You know, we from a military Air Force. And, man, I remember, you know, it had rain one weekend, and the ditches was, like, real, real flooded almost. But, you know, it wasn't dangerous or anything.
Right.
And we were jumping the ditches. Man, all of my friends jumped and landed, like, a couple of feet before they got to the other side. And they was, like, super-duper wet, right? Now, me, knowing my mom told me off the rip, don't get your clothes dirty. You get your clothes dirty, I'm going to beat the brakes off with you.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm tripping off the fact that she said, okay, if you get your clothes wet, we're going to get you right. So I jumped that ditch, man, and all my friends said, man, we don't know if you had wings of an angel on you or you had Jordans in your leg. Dude, why I tell you I was the only one that walked up out there not wet or muddy. Man, we did some crazy stuff when we were kids, man. We got a caller. Let's go ahead and take the caller out.
Caller 662-549, you're live on the Middle Man Show.
What's going on, y'all? It's Brian.
Hey, what's up,
B? What's up, man?
I had to get on this, man. Y'all remember the time, like, if you just had a ball, any type of ball, you would set, like a football, a basketball, or a tennis ball?
Uh-huh.
Man, remember pick 'em up, light 'em up?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey man, I remember seeing one of my partners lose two of his teeth doing that in the park on Sunday. I've seen collarbones broke, I've seen legs broke, and I know this might not be fair for all our female listeners. This is a guy thing right here. We kind of reminiscing on this one, but I remember, man, people getting lit up. I mean, hurt.
Yes.
Pick them up, mess them up. Which they call rugby overseas.
Boy, and you always had that one dude that didn't want to catch the ball, but he just want to hit everybody all the time.
when you get somebody mad or whatever, then it be just them two going at it all, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the game.
Wow.
Isn't that ball?
Hey, we had
see, I had a lot of family in the. I had a lot of family in Mississippi Delta. Like, you know, we play baseball all the time. Everybody didn't have a glove, so we played a game called picket.
Oh, we called.
Y'all remember playing picket? Yeah. You know, the ball was rolling. As long as the ball was rolling, pick it up.
Yeah. We called it Muffet, man. But, like, the way you win with it, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to play with a tennis ball. Because a tennis ball always
right.
bounce longer.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Hey, man.
For that hard Nerf ball?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I try not. They're talking about a form of baseball, like hood baseball almost, but
yeah.
I kind of had a bad experience with that. I got hit in the throat with a ball when somebody hit me. They on the bat pretty hard. I got the old word they used to say, how you get hotline.
Yeah,
oh, man.
You know. Hey, Gerard said, y'all remember anybody playing marbles?
Yeah.
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 You know, marbles got kind of popular in the 90s again. I know it was a big 50s sport, but, you know, back, you know, people started playing and picking up those marbles again. But, man, I you know, and I know this is part of it, too, you know, as far as with the problems with the kids now. But I remember back in the day, and I'm going to tell y'all a little bit of my age, but my first game was a ColecoVision.
Wow.
Yeah.
It wasn't, y'all don't know what
it
that
wasn't
is,
a
man.
Brand new ColecoVision. It was like, you know, a couple years after they came out. Then I went straight into the Atari 2600.
Oh,
well,
you
were
doing it big then, boy.
Hey, man.
You doing it big.
I was the only child.
Yeah. You doing it big with that Atari, boy.
Hold on, man. B, could you hold 1 second? We got another call. Let's get this call in right here. Call the 662-425. You're live on the middle, man.
What's happening in the South, man?
What's up, South? What's
up,
going on,
man? What's nothing much. I could help but to call in on this, man. Alec can attest to this. But when we were small, we used to use the whole neighborhood to play hide and seek.
Oh, yes.
People's houses.
Hey, what about that one person you never wanted to find and they was always hiding? Everybody else had met back
man.
Up. You done left them somewhere behind the building, and they like, ain't nobody found me. They come back 5 hours later looking like, yo, look me though. Yeah.
Hey, everybody at home, man.
That would be me.
Oh,
that would
man.
Be me.
Oh.
I hate that was me, because I was the runner of the group. Nobody cared about me.
Yeah. That's not good, right?
Yeah. I don't know if everybody experienced this, but the thing that we used to always do, like around like May or June, when those apricot plums used to come out, we'd jump people's fences and get their plums off their trees.
And run. Man, chill out, man. I almost got hit with a brick. I felt like Day Day on Friday. Get out my green. The white lady house over there on the other side of town, man, you know, she had like some of the better plums in the area. And, you know, we used to sneak in there and get it, try to get the plums and stuff, man. She came out there just throwing stuff, man. I'm telling you, man. Yeah,
what?
The plum runs. We used to go behind this particular school in our hometown, Mitchell Memorial. And, man, we used to rack the trees down.
Man.
Rack them down.
Man.
But if you're on the phone lines out there, you're on the web chat, y'all want to get in this conversation, you can dial 718-508-9972. Hey, we want to hear some things in your area. We're from the South. The majority of everybody on this phone right now is from the South. We want to hear from the West. We want to hear from the North. Hey, Northeast, Northwest, whatever. We want to hear some of the things you guys did, and we want to reminisce with you today. I have on the Middleman Talk Show. Now, Al, I know we did talk a little bit about fashion. Man, do y'all remember Tommy Hilfiger?
Oh, man. Yeah. Most definitely. Hey, if you were wearing Hilfiger, man, you weren't nothing, man.
Tommy Hilfiger.
I like how Polo was. Yeah. No. I
thought you said Izod, man. Izod was actually the cheapest brand of something you could buy.
Now
even though I had those. Matter of fact, I'm going to go so far back, man. I had Kool-Aid socks. What y'all know about that?
They'll be all mixtape on a cassette.
Man, yeah, and you know what? I'm not going to trip. Al can attest to this. I just recently got rid of one of my cars that I was working on. I was trying to refurbish it. I had a 76 Lincoln Continental. Buddy, my 8-track player just stopped working a year ago before I got rid of it.
I don't know think I've ever seen
that. You know what I had in the tape player? You know what I had in my 8-track player? I had Rick James in there. And I kid you not.
Hell no. Hell no.
Cold-blooded, KG. You cold-blooded.
And I'm reading some of the stuff over here on our web chat. You know, we got people in here talking about the Jodeci boots. Y'all remember those?
Oh, man.
Naomi, 1909, she was talking about some people had the Payless version. Why y'all tripping on Payless? Hey, I'm not going to front. My mama took me to Payless. Yeah. I think the last pair of shoes I had from Payless were those plastic bottom shoes. And I didn't wear anything else from them.
Hey, matter of fact, I got a list of the top 10 tennis shoes of the 90s.
Run it.
And number one, of course, everybody know this, Michael Jordan. Then, of course, we got the Chuck Taylor. We got the Penny Hardaways with the foam composite on the side. We got the Sir Charles, the Allen Iverson, the Marshall Faulk, the L.A. Gears, the one with the lights on at the bottom. We got the British Knights with the big-ass tags in the front. The Scottie Pippins with the A-I-R on the side. Deion Sanders with the strap on the top. And those first Ken Griffin, not the second one, but the first one, the green and black one. The all green and black one. Man. The top 10 tennis shoes of the 90s.
Wow. Man,
I believe I had probably every last pair on this list.
Yeah, you was a shoe guy.
That's a spoiler, man. I used to have, like, Brian can tell you that, man. Brian, like, man, please tell him, man. I probably had, like, every shoe out.
Hey, Gerard just brought up something, too, that was kind of tripped out from back in the day, man. Just reminiscing, man. Remember when you had that room in your house where you couldn't sit in and it had plastic on everything?
Oh, hell yeah. Get your ass out of my living room.
It had plastic on everything. And you know what? I had a couple of cousins with Jerry curls, and I thought my mama just did that to make sure they couldn't get that Jerry curl stuff on the sofa. But later to find out, she kept it on there after the fact. And that is one of the hottest sofas you can ever sit on in your life. You sweating like you done sat through 5 hours of Tybo on that doggone sofa.
Man, what else happened to, like, the candy ladies? Look at them, like, an everyday candy ladies.
Penny
Everybody
candy.
Everybody had one of them.
Yeah. Man, like I said, I want to hear from some of our people from different areas, man. I see we got a couple of people from different other places on here, man. Man, I want to hear from somebody from somewhere else, man, because I know there were certain things we didn't experience that you guys did. Because, hey, like Brian was saying, that candy lady, we had one down in Florida. When I was growing up in Florida, man, she used to sell coconut juice. And it was actually from a coconut.
Did you
say
coconut juice?
Coconut juice.
Like some real coconut?
Some real coconut juice, baby.
Hell.
Wow.
Hey. As it was good, man. She made ices out of them things. What y'all know about those? The ice in the little cups. She used to sell them for 25 cents.
Oh, man.
She used to sell chips. You know what I'm saying? The chips that they selling for, what, $1 now? We used to get those for, like, 50 cents.
No. Now, I know, like, a couple of my guys on here, you know what I'm saying? They from Southside. So we had two stores like right up the street from each other, but I know every last one of y'all remembered this juice called Jungle Juice.
Okay, that was
the best juice.
Man, but you know what? Have you ever noticed when you drink that, your whole mouth turned the color of that juice?
Yes.
And it stayed like that for a minute too.
Yes. Oh man, we got another caller. Do you want to get that?
Yeah, take this call.
Caller 816, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. It's Naomi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. We did a lot of the same stuff. We had a candy lady. Her name was Miss Jackson Mama.
Jackson?
And for some reason, yeah, Miss Jackson Mama. But she had this candy house, and everything seemed to be like a penny to a quarter. And half the random stuff, like she already had hot pickles with peppermint sticks in them.
Ooh,
for
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
and that's where you would get those fruity Tootsie Rolls, the Tooties. Don't act like y'all don't remember them.
I used to get down.
You take like 50 cents and you come home with two bags of candy. And you would get in trouble because I would never share with my brother.
We had a guy in our hometown called Jim Pippi. Jim Pippi used to sell penny candy on one aisle and a $2 bill on the other aisle. Illegally.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
For real,
all
man,
my folks made it in the Delta. Y'all ever heard of Kool-Aid pickles?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
y'all
yeah.
need to Google that, man. I'm serious. Kool-Aid
yeah.
pickles pretty much is a pickle with sugar and everything. That's like Kool-Aid. It's real sweet with this pickle. It's crazy.
And you stack it up in the plastic bag. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A sweet pickle.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
There's something that I remember seeing when I was a kid, man. We used to go to this butcher, man. I don't know if y'all know about rag bologna and that thick bologna and that thick-ass cheese that they used to have. They before government cheese. They had this cheese, man. I'm talking about he had to cut it with the same thing he cut meat with.
Hell no.
Man, and that bologna, man, had the little red wrap around it like that. And I know, yeah, we from the South. Some of y'all listening like, what in the
yeah,
world they
yeah.
talking about bologna with a wrap
South
around
meat.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, man.
Red Rose.
Red Rose.
No, that's not just limited to the South. I used to hate that because we could go to the store, and I'm thinking maybe it was just where I grew up, but the same place where you could get, like, the penny candy, we would go and pick up, what is it, hog head or high head cheese
hog
or
head
whatever?
Hog head cheese.
Yeah. My grandma would have us pick up half a pound of that and her cigarette. And
wait, how
yeah.
about cigarettes?
Yeah, like back in the day, we could go buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
I used to buy my grandma cigarettes, a pack
oh, yeah.
of more reds, half a pound of hog head cheese, and some penny candy. And I better come home and see a minute.
Hey.
You need to be in jail right now.
I'm just saying.
No. Do y'all remember the big-ass JoJo potatoes, man?
Oh, yeah.
They call them potato wedges everywhere. Yeah, potato wedges. And man, I'm going to tell you, when you bought chicken from those stores, on the little corner stores like that, man, they used to put it in that brown bag, and it was just greasy as hell. If you didn't eat it before you got home, it fell out
man.
The bag.
Man, they don't make them like that no more, man. They
no,
don't.
They don't, man.
They
no,
don't,
they
man.
Don't. They don't make a lot of things. And I was talking to Alan, if y'all on the phone lines or on the internet, just call in. We want to see if you remember some of this stuff. Y'all remember candy called Fizzies? You know, you put it in your mouth and it fizzes up. It's almost like those Pop Rocks, if y'all remember Pop Rocks.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember Pop Rocks.
Fizzies was the same way, man. I mean, you know, when you put it in your mouth, it just fizzes up. It's almost like an Alka-Seltzer, but it was made with sugar. And, man, those things should be real good, man. I don't know if y'all remember them like that, but that wasn't in Mississippi when I had that one.
Oh, man, we had the little, what's the little candy that, like, had the little machine and had, like, a little head on it, and you just popped the head like a little...
The Pez dispensers?
Yeah, the Pez dispensers, man. Oh, man.
And actually, those things, if you have a Pez dispenser right now, they're worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worth a lot of money. Certain Pez dispensers are worth a lot of money. Now, go ahead, Al.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, the toys that I was crazy about, it was, you know, I guess you would say in a food spectrum, with those McDonald's toys back in the day. Like, I used to collect all of them. Those little small French fries, the little green little Monster, the Hamburglar, and then I don't know if y'all remember this, but y'all remember the California Raisin?
Yeah.
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 Man,
sure did,
man.
I actually had a little bit of
reason.
I used to have a lot of those. I wonder what happened to them.
Those, back
those
in the day.
Those things are worth money, too.
Oh, yeah. And also, we used to collect garbage pail kids, the cards. Y'all remember those?
Who?
Garbage pail kids. That was the same time they had the Cabbage Patch kids. What was that? Rainbow Bright.
Garbage pail kids were like the hood version. They were like the hood version of the Cabbage Patch
okay.
kids.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Do they still sell those push-up pops with like a Fred Flintstone orange push-up pop? Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah. Yes.
Man, I cannot find those.
I've never seen those anywhere.
The free pop that I liked was those red, white, and blue ones. I don't know what they called, but those.
The ball
pop.
Yeah. Those were the best.
The ones that were tripping me out was the ones that are. You know, like they had the it was ice cream on the inside, on the outside, and a fudge on the inside. What was that?
The chocolate eclair.
Yeah, but it was
look,
like
look. I'm gonna let you know. I know all the snacks, okay?
I got one that our man Gerard said. I guarantee you don't know this one, because I don't know this one. Gerard said Popeye spinach gum.
I know that one.
Y'all, what?
Wow.
It was gum that came in like a little pack that looked like tobacco.
Mhm.
Oh yeah, like the Big League Chew gum.
Yeah.
Big League Chew.
It was like that.
Yeah. I used to be on that Big League Chew.
And they used to have like fake cigarettes and stuff. Y'all remember that?
The who?
Oh yeah. The little cigarette that you just blow.
Oh, the cigarette candy. Man, I used to front like I was smoking all the time.
I know.
Oh,
that's
man.
So sad.
Wow. Yeah.
They had a little red candy tip on the end of them. And I used to look like I was just mad. I used to play like I was James Bond, sitting up in the chair with my leg kind of crossed to the side to chill it.
Hell no.
Yep.
And yes, to my man B, I had a sweater vest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd rather have a sweater vest than have my legs crossed playing James Bond.
Hey, Jack, chill out.
Oh,
seeing your cigarette getting shorter and shorter because you're chewing it instead of smoking it.
Y'all just now tuning in to the Middleman Show. We are reminiscing on back in the day some of the things that, you know, impacted our lives, such as, you know, the type of clothing trends that we used to do, TV shows we used to watch, movies that we love, type of food we used to eat, you know, things of that nature. If you know anything that happened in your area, we have a lot of people on the phone that are from the southern region. But if you're from the west or from the east or from like the, I don't consider Chicago Midwest, but like the northern states, you know, dial 718-508-9972. We want to know what you all used to experience when you were growing up. One thing I want to bring up, gee, I don't know if it was in your age group, but
call me old.
I didn't call you old, man. Anyway, do you all remember like the little Teddy Ruxpin thing? I had one.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin bear?
That bear that cost a lot of money. Matter of fact, that was one of the first toys back in the day that caused a melee at the toy store. I remember that. People were fighting over those.
Man, I got one, man. I still got mine. I ain't got the tape, but I got mine.
Teddy Ruxpin, my buddy.
Oh, yeah. My buddy. Oh, my goodness. When Chucky came out,
that was so
gay.
I did too.
Wow.
Y'all had a my buddy?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I had the suit to match it too. The little two overalls with the.
I don't know if I matched the suit.
Yeah.
We talked about dudes that had a My Buddy doll.
Oh, well.
We talked about
all the way
for
me,
man.
That
was kind of gay, but, you know.
Maybe
it's cultural.
Oh, my God. Wow. You should have told nobody you played with a My Buddy, man. That's pretty bad.
Hey, man, I had one, man. I can't even lie, man.
One thing
I was saying is, it's some dudes that might have had one, but you had a matching suit. Come on, Harold.
Yeah, I had to sue, man. Come on, mama got a picture of me.
Wait a minute, Alan. Let me ask you this. Did you dress like your My Buddy Dog, or did your My Buddy Dog dress like you? Because I remember that outfit that my buddy had on.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had like the matching fit to the My Buddy. Like the
same
thing. No. Like I said, man, my mama went all the way, man. She went all the way with it, man.
How about you stop on your head, Al? You digging a hole, man. You digging a hole.
Hey,
Alan, how old
were
you?
You
had to tell me you was
like under 10. Let me save Al on this one. We're going to go Saturday morning cartoons. If you had a favorite Saturday morning cartoon, or you had a favorite cartoon of any day, call in 718-508-9972. I want to talk to you about that. Now, I got a list of the top 10 cartoons of the 80s and the 90s. I didn't even do 2000 because I don't understand that of them.
Yeah, that don't count. Those don't count.
No.
Yeah, that's not real cartoons.
No. All right. The top 10 cartoons for the 80s. Number 10, it was Inspector Gadget. How many of y'all remember Inspector Gadget?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Number 9, Dungeons and Dragons. I used to watch that. Number 8, Battle of the Planets. I do not remember that one.
No.
Battle of the Planets.
Yeah, Battle of the Planets. I don't remember that, but it was in the top 10. Number 7, He-Man.
Yeah.
I don't remember He-Man. You slipping on your cartoons
all day.
Number 6, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was mine.
I played the video games and everything. Number 5, Spider-Man and Friends. Y'all know y'all remember Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Four. Nick would love this one right here. Thundercats.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I had the sword.
That's safe. Number 3, The Smurfs.
Yay!
You know what? I could never understand that cartoon because why did they only have one girl and then they put another girl in there and was a little bitty girl? How do they keep making Smurfs? I don't understand
They had a gay girl.
They were magical.
Yeah.
But they had a gay one up in there too, man.
Yeah, they surely did. They had a gay Smurf. Damn sure they did.
Wow.
The flower they were working on it back then. All right.
One of the flowers went
Surely did. Yeah. I'm surprised you remember that, but hey.
That was Vanity Smurf, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I forgot his name.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
I thought that was my buddy.
Yeah, it was Vanity, and he was not gay. He was different.
Yeah.
He was gay as hell.
I think he was pretty gay. I mean, he was always happy to be around all those men.
Well, y'all check this one out.
Yeah.
Number 2.
And every time they went to go build something, he did not help.
He surely did. He always sit on the side and look in the mirror. Number 2 was G.I. Joe. And the number 1 cartoon of the 80s was Transformers. If y'all remember Transformers, I ain't talking about that fake mess they put out in the 90s, but it was the actual one when Optimus Prime and Megatron was a gun. I still got those things somewhere in my mama house. Now, let's go to the 90s. Top 10 cartoons of the 90s. Now, some of these I don't agree with, but hey, some of y'all made this. Number 10, Space Ghost. I thought that was actually out in the 80s, but hey, it came out in the 90s. The remake.
Yeah, the remake.
Yeah, it was a remake. It wasn't the original. Number 9 is The Tick. All right, we got
Tick. It's all right.
Number 8, Ren and Stimpy. That was a gross cartoon. If you look at it now, it's funny, but it was gross.
Yeah.
Number 7 was SpongeBob. Number 6, Daria. I remember that, and I somehow don't remember that.
I just remember the name. I remember the cartoon, man.
You out there wrong.
I'm just saying, man.
I was in front of the TV watching.
Hey, man, you dress up like my little buddy. Hey. Number five, Family Guy. I like that. Number 4, Futurama. Number 3, Beavis and Butthead. Now, I know y'all remember Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
It was so rough that they had to move it to MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2 is South Park, and number 1, The Simpsons. Bart Simpson, y'all remember that. Those are the top. You know what? Some of the cartoons they forgot to mention. Fat Albert. Hey, mm-hmm. even though that was the 70s, it was still a dope cartoon with the Brown Hornet. Loved that. I loved that cartoon when I was a kid. What do y'all think about the cartoons yeah. back then? They try to say that they were too violent, man. Do y'all know they took off Bugs Bunny because they said it was too violent?
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm serious. They said it was too violent. We got another caller that we're going to bring in right quick. Caller 917. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
Hi. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. We got somebody from the Northeast that can tell us what was going down back in the day.
I know. I'm like so older than you. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm afraid to say something. I'm going to be like, what? What is
this? No, no. The only person on here that's young is Al. He was born in 1992, so he all right.
LG.
Oh,
what the hell, man?
Well, one thing that I'm glad you brought up that I remember, Fat Albert. That was definitely my cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really dating myself now, but Majoke Gorilla.
Who?
Uh-huh, that's what I thought.
What'd she say?
Magilla Gorilla. Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, yeah, no. Everybody
remember.
Y'all remember, Magilla Gorilla.
Hell yeah.
They actually made a rap song for that one time.
Really?
Yeah, they were talking, I got a gorilla for sale. I remember that.
Okay.
Magilla Gorilla. It's pretty dope.
But there was two of them that I remember growing up, and I wish they were still around. One thing that we used to do, actually, of course, be word of mouth, because, you know, we didn't have cell phones and stuff back then. But you would hear by word of mouth that there was, we would call it a jam. And it was an area, neighborhood park, and whoever was the DJ in that particular neighborhood would all play his music.
Right.
And have a good time. Nothing would happen, no violence or anything. This was back in the 80s.
Right.
I was in school at the time. I remember those. I wish that they still had those, but they don't have those anymore. Another thing that they that I used to go to, go to the skating rink. Now, here in New York City, I know in Queens, we don't have any more skating rinks anymore. But at this time, we did have one that I used to go to when I was in high school. And every 2 weeks, they would call it a super show. And that's where I saw Kool Moe Dee perform and the Treacherous Three. All
wow.
And it was so funny because I would go and I would always come home late. So then I would get in trouble. My mother would put me on punishment. But it would be 4 weeks. So the next super show wasn't until 2 weeks. So by the time the next super show came, I was on the punishment.
Wow.
So it always worked out really well.
You said that a problem. Now, we were talking about things like, you know, everybody had a penny candy lady or somebody in their neighborhood selling some type of bootleg candy or something. Did y'all have that in New York? Mike, I know you had it, but how was that?
Actually, a friend of mine, who I was talking to last night, he was trying to make me remember that there was someone like that in the neighborhood that would do that. But he's older than me. He's 8 years older than me.
Okay.
And I kept telling him, that was your crowd. I don't remember that. So when I was growing up, no. Not that I can recall, but he told me that we did have one in the neighborhood. I just don't remember her.
Yeah, we had a guy, like we were telling him, he was selling penny candy on one aisle, and he was selling that beer for $2 on the next. Yes. Yeah, all that. A guy over on the web chat, a black man 37, was talking about Mr. T cartoon. We was talking about cartoons also.
Oh, wow.
He was talking about the MC. Oh, man, he said the MC. No, that's Al said the MC Hammer cartoon. What you know about that, Al?
Ooh,
I ain't sure. I was on that, man. I was on that.
Wow.
Oh, what about the Jackson 5 cartoon?
Yeah, I remember that too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got one for you all. I know you all don't know this one. Well, of course, everyone knew about the Evel Knievel doll.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Did you remember Very Daring doll? That was the female such person.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. I had that as a kid. Very Daring. She was dressed in all pink, had a pink motorcycle. And that was, I guess, the counterpart to Evel Knievel.
Wow.
I wonder sometimes would these kids survive back when we were younger. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I
wonder, did they survive back in the day? Because
so.
You think about it, like Al was saying earlier, he alluded to earlier in the show, without their PDAs and smartphones and Blackberries and everything else, how would they survive?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, we used to, man, if I wanted to go chill at one of my homeboy houses, I'm waking up like Al said, when the sun come up, I'm already out on my bicycle making my moves for the day.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like the kids now, man, they chilling. I mean, they up in the house, they gaining weight. The obesity level is just, man, I'm going to tell y'all, and I don't mean to be offensive to anyone, please excuse me today, but when I saw a fat Mexican child, I was thrown off. Because you rarely don't see that down here. You'll see them chunky, but not overly fat.
Right.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I think something's definitely wrong. Some of the games we played back in the day would probably knock off 15 pounds off these jokes now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or either just the way that we used to travel from neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood. Marva, what's the farthest you ever traveled from your home by yourself when you was a kid?
And I got in trouble for it, too. I remember it was when they had just implemented the bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get on my bike.
No, you did.
And decide where and travel as far as the bike lane ended. Well,
wow.
I went into another city.
Oh.
You know, but the thing was, I wasn't afraid of anything because I figured, you know, just the same route I took there, the same route I was going to take back home.
Right.
But it took me a long time to get home. So my father, you know, he's like, where were you? So I told him too. I said, I drove the bike lanes until they ended. Well, I'm not going to repeat what he said. Like I said, I remember like yesterday, but I never did that again. I must have gone, seriously, on my bike, honestly, I must have gone almost, I'd say about maybe close to 10 miles.
That ain't bad, but that is bad depending on how old you were.
Yeah, I was young. I maybe was about maybe 11 or 12.
Man,
kids,
these days
probably can't even ride a mile.
Yeah. My mama was a
helicopter
mama.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, but you're right, though. The kids today, they really, you know, like you said, everything is there for them. That's why, like, with my daughter, I'm so glad she's still, you know, I am happy that she is involved in sports. Because she has some friends, they don't do anything. Nothing. All the, you know, Facebook and texting and that's it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I remember walking, like, I don't know if any of y'all remember this, but I was in a neighborhood that everybody knew, my granddaddy, my mom, my uncles. If I did something or one of my cousins did something, man, it got back to our parents so fast, man. I'm talking about you get in the house, you get a whooping right off the rip. And don't know
that's
what
right.
you're getting a whooping for.
That's right.
Now, they don't even go outside long enough to get a whooping.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
All right, well,
but, you know, that's what we got away from, and that's what's not good. You know, now you do that, then, you know, the parents want to jump in your face.
Oh, you know.
It's crazy. It's really crazy, but you're right. I mean, if you did something out in the street, you got scolded, you know, chastised by the neighbor, and then you didn't even want to go home.
No.
Because you knew that your parents knew, you know, and it was you're going to catch it again. Not now. It's sad.
Right. Let's talk about some of the movies that we had back in the 80s and 90s that was, I guess you'd say, the biggest impacts on us. I mean, I know, you know, when Spike Lee came about, it just changed over everything, man. You know, Spike Lee just hit us hard with some good movies like Do the Right Thing and
Malcolm X.
Some of the other ones. Malcolm X.
Yeah, She Got to Have It.
I know what my favorite one was. E.T.
E.T.?
E.T.?
Yeah.
Yeah. You really like
E.T.? I like E.T.
No.
I think we was the one that got kicked out of the movie theater for booing that movie.
And Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Oh,
Purple
yeah.
Purple Rain?
Oh, yeah. All right. One of our good friends, Ant, he's a diehard Prince fan.
Oh, yeah. Y'all remember that movie, y'all remember that movie Howard the Duck?
Yeah, I remember
Howard the Duck?
That's a B-rated movie, yo.
Man, everybody saw that movie, man. Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I remember that. I remember that, bro. I hated the movie, though. It was kind of dark.
It was B-rated like a mug.
Yeah. How's it good, man?
One of my favorites, I always been on the political side of things. I ain't political, but I just like these particular type movies. But like Glory, y'all remember that?
Oh, Disney, Washington, Morgan
Freeman.
Oh yeah.
I remember watching that when I was a kid. It was very impactful, and I remember. And I mean, this is not a movie, but I remember watching The Roots. I mean, well, Roots.
Mm-hmm.
First time watching Roots, I remember we had a race fight in high school.
Hmm.
That week that Roots came out on TV, we had a race fight that next day.
Ooh, that's terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible because it wasn't us getting beat up. I'm just saying.
The Rocky movie.
In the South, you really got to watch movies like that because I had uncles. They couldn't watch movies like Roots or, like, you know what I'm saying, anything race-related because they would just get mad. Weeks at a time. It just didn't make sense. Like, it's just a movie.
What about the Rocky movies?
I kind of, after they killed the black boxer, what his name, Apollo Creed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of down on Rocky after that. You know, it was a good story, but, Rocky just, let me shut up. What's some of the other stuff y'all remember?
I mean, I liked the Karate Kid movies. It was pretty good. Let me see. I got a list over here too.
Hey, I remember The Last Dragon.
That is a classic, dude.
Leroy.
That was a classic. You know what? That was a classic for the '80s. Breaking. Y'all remember Breaking 1 and 2. Pop Locking.
Yep.
What's the other movie they had?
Crush Groove.
I remember that.
Being in the '90s, you had the movie that set the standard for a lot of stuff that's going on now, Friday. I remember watching Friday at the movie theater when it first came out.
Damn, dude, you old as hell.
Shut up, man.
New Jack City?
Yeah, New Jack City. Hey, you know what? Has anyone else on this phone saw Friday when it first came out on the theater, in the movie theater? Has anyone else? Besides me.
Yeah, I saw it.
I would like to ask you a question because I think that I thought I was losing it somewhere. You know the scene where Craig was saying he got fired on his day off?
Yes.
Didn't they have a scene in there showing him and his boss arguing and they showed the guy that was still in the box that didn't look nothing like him?
Yes.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah, because you see the guy and he kind of like looks over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And then
look nothing like Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Gerard talking about Rambo. Yes, I remember Rambo.
Yeah.
First Blood, that was my...
Yeah.
First Blood?
Yeah,
First
Blood.
I used to walk around the house Rambo. With like a towel on my head. The broomstick.
Man, you just was an imaginative kid, man.
You got to think about it, man. You know, like, those movies were, like, very impactful, man, to kids.
Not to me. I mean, next you're going to tell us you had on spandex and a cape thinking you were Superman.
No, that was you, man.
I'm just saying, man. No, man.
That was you wearing biker shorts up under your regular shorts, but you had the biker shorts lower than your regular shorts.
You know what? Even though you're tripping off of that.
On.
Hey, you tripping off of that right there? That was an actual style, son.
I know, man. My dad
biker shorts and the short pants. Yeah.
Yeah, you get to wear that shit with the little wristbands on them.
I'm going to keep it real with you. No paws, all that right there before I even start. But the girls used to love your boy because he got thick thighs.
Ooh, he got all
right,
pause.
Pause right there. I was always told that a man should never be called thick at any moment in his life. Never. You tell me the chicks was on you because you had thick thighs?
Hey, man. It was, man. I'm just saying.
Hell
no. Hey, man, we just reminiscing, man. I'm saying it was a different day then. It wasn't what you thought.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yes.
AC had the first ever pair of skinny jeans on.
Yes. Marvel?
Yes.
If you saw a guy with some nice looking legs back in the day, did you look at him in a kind of funny way?
What about you?
If you saw a guy with some nice looking legs, did you look at him like he was weird or something?
Nice looking man, like what? Like no
nice
hair?
Nice looking legs, legs, yeah, legs.
What you mean, like what? Like with no hair or something? Or because
yeah, just nice looking, you know. I had, you know, muscular legs.
Can't help you, Dave.
Yeah,
can't help you with that, man. Can't help you, man.
Hey, Troy, what, Troy, what, Troy? Troy. Bail me out of here.
Can't
help
you, man.
Troy,
can't
help
you, man.
Nothing wrong with a man.
I think Troy had
nice
to go, man.
Oh, God. Naomi, help.
I mean, would you call your man's legs thick, though?
What?
It's like she on the phone talking. Yeah, he got some stud. He got some thick ass legs.
I mean, I'm sorry. I can't give the same compliment that my man gives me.
Oh God!
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just saying, baby, you got some thick thighs. You do too.
I didn't say I said it. Hey, I didn't say it.
See, over there talking like we talk. Good
thing.
Good
thing.
Good
thing. I'm just saying, man. I ain't saying I said it. I'm not saying I said it. Y'all chill out.
Yeah.
All right, on to the next one. On to the next one. Let's talk about something else.
Wait, let me stop. I don't know what area you grew up in, man. We call that husky. That wasn't thick. That was just husky.
Nah, dude, I wasn't. Al is probably one of the rare few people who saw me at a medium size. I wasn't never fat or something like that.
Oh, man.
Al, wow. Was I fat when I was younger, man?
Hey, we moving on, man.
How was
that?
Was I fat when I was younger, man?
Hey, look, man. See,
you seen my pictures, man. Chill out.
I seen your pictures. All right. Everybody was not fat back in the day.
All right. Hush. Hush. Everybody. How about big gold chains, man? Let's talk about some big gold chains.
Oh, the rope chains. Oh, my
goodness. Yes. I wish I had about 30 of them jokers right now because I'd sell them. Woo! How much money you can get for gold now? I would love to have Mr. T-Stash. Or either, what's his name? They had the little patch on his eye.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
I would love to have
man.
His chains right now.
Oh, man. Now, back when Cass was wearing those African necklaces with the little African pendant on it.
That was my generation, Al.
Yeah.
One fist in the air with the comb, the pick with the fist on the back. And the pick down in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I still got those.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I don't have hair, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know one thing that was pretty hot back when we were growing up in school too was those leather belts that you could put your name on the back.
Oh yeah.
I know, Mom, you probably wasn't privy to that.
No, we had the leather belt. We had the buckle.
Oh, y'all wore that too?
Oh yeah.
Oh God. Oh, yeah. I bet y'all didn't wear them as big as the one out here, because I knew a cat that had a belt buckle so big he could stop a bullet with it. I'm talking about it covered up.
Oh.
Like, man, that belt, it was outrageously big for no reason.
He had a shield.
Yeah, basically. I couldn't do it, man.
Wow. And I'd say about maybe 6-7 years ago, they tried to come back with it, but what they did was they had them where they lit up.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
that. Oh, yeah.
The neon lights and the little, like, they had your name on there. That was horrible.
I was like, no.
All right, y'all, so we didn't reminisce ourselves all the way to our last break.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go, but I really like this. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. Hopefully, we appreciate the participation we had today, and we want to get people from all around the country because, I mean, all of our stories seem to be somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be different. You kind of tripped me out, but I think I threw everybody up on the coconut Frosties.
You threw everybody with the thick thighs.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man.
Hey. Well, listen, check out our show Thursday. You know,
we're
going to have a music show. Check out our show Thursday night.
Most definitely. We'll be there. Please. I was there last time. I tried to get in through Skype, but it wouldn't let me in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was me.
That was, you know what, and I was like, should I, you know, bring them in? I didn't know, because I didn't see, like, you know, your question number one or anything, so I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
You should have, that was me.
Well, check out Special Section City, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Thursday. It's our music show. Please send us your requests. So, last day that we're accepting requests are on Friday. On Wednesday. We're not accepting any on Thursday. So either email us, shows@stockwithsacc, or send us a text, 917-617-8359.
All right, Al. This leads us into our last break. I had one other one I want to try to slip in, too, before it gets too late. But, man, I enjoyed this conversation thus far, man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. Y'all tripping and laughing. I enjoy myself, man. I can laugh at myself, too. It's awesome. I can laugh at myself also. But this leads us to a song we want to play right here. Some of y'all may remember it. Some of y'all may not. But this is Back in the Day. Y'all have heard it before, just don't know what in the world it is. But you're listening to The Middleman live on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, if you're on the phone lines, please stay on. If you're on the web chat, hey, keep chatting over there. We about to come over there and talk, chop it up with y'all a little bit too. Blog Talk Radio, Middleman, check it out.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days
when I was just a little gigolo, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little fools singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he gets mad and want to scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes. Then it's like
back on the bike
to play hide and go get it with the youngest shows by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong bitch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we 14K. And all the girls had they Turkish sling. If it broke, then they made earrings to it, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
like that no more, man. What are they going to reminisce about now?
I don't know. I really don't know. Probably the Stanky Leg and the Booty Do and the Soulja Boy Superman Band. That's what they're going to be reminiscing about.
Man, that's horrible. I tell you, man, I really don't know what to say for these kids now. You know, I feel bad for them, man. I mean, you think about it, man. I mean, regardless of our age difference and all that like that, man, we still can look back at the fun that we have and the fun that we've had. You think about some of the things with these kids, man. You know, they're growing up with sex too fast. They're growing up you know, they're growing up with too much information, to be honest with you, because some of the things we wasn't privy to, it helped us, you know, in the long run. But you had some people, man, that, you know, they was kind of fast. But
everything. Yeah, see, we just had so much stuff that kept us occupied, man. Like, we ain't had time to think about that. Like, I mean, like, every season, it was always something for us to do. Like, of course, in the spring, we was getting ready to play Park League baseball. You know, summertime, of course, we was getting ready for camps and, you know, going to visit, you know, saying, like, kidding folks and stuff like that during the summer. Then, of course, in the fall, if you play football, which I don't play football, I may play maybe 2 years of football, but a lot of my friends play football and stuff like that, man. And then, of course, we had basketball, like, towards the end of the fall, towards the winter months. And, I mean, we always had stuff that kept us busy.
Yeah.
You know, and like, they were more of outdoor things versus inside things. Now kids are more busy, you know, on inside things. Like, you know, like I said, playing video games. Like their skin is soft, like you said. And,
yeah,
you know, none of them turn dark. You know, we used to go outside in the summer. We get black as hell. And then when the winter months come back, we turn back into our original color.
You already know.
The winter months.
Lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I enjoyed this conversation today, man. Just even sharing with some of the people, you know, and them sharing with us. We appreciate each and every one of you. Our girl Troy, we appreciate her. Naomi in 1908, we appreciate her too. I appreciate everybody calling. Our man B, South.
Yeah.
Everybody. I wish, you know, Gerard. I wish people would, Gerard too, and everybody on the web chat, you know, Why You So Mad popped in, Miss Choir, Small Black Man 37. I mean, you know, man, like I said, we can share a lot, man, and enjoy it. Man, hopefully we get some people to listen and younger people listen, and, man, they want to explore a little bit more.
Most definitely. I got one other fad that we used to, well, not all of us, but some people used to have. Y'all remember back when guys used to wear tails?
Yeah, the little
like
they
had a fade
in the
with tail
the
in the back.
Yeah, actually bringing that back.
Oh yeah,
I've seen that too, man.
Who started that?
The Shag and all that. Remember the Shag? Hmm? Who?
Shag. Did Al B. Sure start the tail thing?
No, Al actually was one of the first ones to really make that Nouveau curl popular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
didn't know that.
He sprayed some water on his head.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, cat licked him.
Yeah,
Al was the one that made the cool to be light skinned.
Yeah, boy.
I can't feel your power.
See, man.
Oh, man.
We ain't did this in a long time. Then I tell you about that. I ain't gonna do it to you.
We rolling today, man. We rolling.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? I want to send this one out on a note, man, if you don't mind. We didn't have Talk of the Town today. Our man Nick is still down there in Daytona riding a Harley Davidson with a fat old white woman. He on the back with some black, with some chaps on.
Hell no. Hell
yeah.
No.
So we gonna roll this one out today, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in this week. Al, you don't mind if I play this record, do you?
Man, go ahead and do it.
I'm going to run this one for y'all. This is by our man, Music Soul Challenge. I want y'all to pay attention to the words, man. The name of the song is Time. Y'all probably heard it before. But, man, we need to take advantage of every day, every second that we have, even with our kids, with our cousins, or whatever, our family. Y'all make sure y'all enjoy what God gives you, because hey, in a second, an instant, it could be gone like that. Like UGK said, you know, he said it best. One day you're here, the next day you're gone. Hey, we appreciate everybody for listening to the Middleman Talk Show this Sunday. Hey, tune in with us this upcoming Sunday. We'll keep you posted. If we may not have a Talk of the Town as far as with Nick Eaton this next coming up Thursday, we'll keep you posted on that. We may just do it ourselves. We don't know yet. But make sure y'all tune in. Hey, click the like button on Facebook on the Middleman page, Middleman Talk Show page. Click the follow button. If you're listening to us right now on the web, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/themiddleman.com. Click the follow button. We want to get our followers up. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to grow this show, and we appreciate everybody. And to Troy, you still on the phone?
No, Troy's not here, man.
You gone? Okay, I was going to say, man, we appreciate her for tuning in and chilling with us, man. We appreciate her. So I'm going to go ahead and run this one right here, man. We appreciate you guys. Al, you want to say anything? I guess not. All right.
Do it. The record.
What's up?
I'd like to take a minute to apologize for not taking advantage of you. Through all the years you've passed me by, honestly, I really wanted to be mad at you, yes, for so many hours waiting, yes, I finally know what it means to be patient, yes, and everything has its place, yes, and reason, and I've learned. If I tried, then maybe I could change the things that I regretted in my past life. But through all the lessons that you taught me, I have learned. My experience has enhanced my character, yeah. Now as I look back with what I know now, I can say that I wouldn't change. I love who I became, yes. And when it's all said and done, I can only live for today. I promise to respect you.
Music Soul Child.
Yeah.
What you think about that record, man?
That's a good record. It music makes good music anymore, so. Can't say anything negative about that thing. It's all just a silly song.
Hey man, one up, one down. I want to give a special shout out to our other co-host, Jen. You know, want to send a prayers out to her. You know, everybody uplift her in prayers. Keep her head up, tell her keep moving. You know how it go. Keep your head up. I also send prayers out for Nick riding on the back of that Harley Davidson with the fat chick with the chaps on. You'll be okay, buddy. You'll be okay. Make sure y'all tune in this Thursday. It's going down. Again. Oh yeah, you say what you need to say, Al. Sorry, hogging up the mic.
Thank you. Take an hour out of the day. Little man.
Oh, God. It's all good, baby boy. Hope y'all enjoy this. If you're downloading, listening to this show to this point, we appreciate you. Tell a friend, tell an imaginary friend and another friend to make sure they tune in every Sunday to the Middleman Talk Show. Download this show, follow this show, like this show. Facebook, like, follow it on blogtalkradio.com/the Middleman. Like this show. We need more friends over there, too, man. We want 1,000 people before what? March? April? Which one are we looking at? May?
March,
no. March, May. We would like to get 1,000 people before May.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I would like to say March, but hey, it's all good. But here we go, baby. It's going down.
The middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middleman. Hey, what's happening? The middleman. Hey, what's happening? The middleman. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com.